Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. You're in the breakfast huddle this Thursday morning with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It is time for the Bigger Picture.
Yes, and of course, in the spotlight today, investors are digesting the earnings from two of the big banks here in Singapore. Ryan, obviously, there are a lot of things to take into consideration, things like, you know, COVID-19 disruption, circuit breaker, but what kind of numbers are we looking at?
Yeah, it's pretty much baked into the latest second quarter numbers. You've got numbers down, DBS reporting net profit down by over 25% for the first half, and for the second quarter alone, it was down by 22%. For UOB, that was down by 40%. And you also have dividends down. They are cutting back on dividends to preserve cash flow on the guidance from the MAS. So you are looking at that panning out as what people are looking out for. To get the bigger picture, I've got Margaret Young. She is the strategist at Daily FX. Morning, Margaret.
Hello, good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Margaret, thank you so much for waking up so early to crunch through all the numbers from all the pages of reports. I am drowning in the pages myself. Have you managed to finish reading everything?
Invitation. I've spent the whole morning, hours reading those reports, you know.
Margaret, first impressions on the numbers, it's pretty much expected broad trend. You know, you are looking at profits down, dividends down. Does the magnitude of the drop in profit surprise you?
No, not at all. I think the headline number came within expectation. And I think DBS earning is pretty impressive to me. I think it smashed my expectation, especially in the net interest margin. So we all know that we are in a lower interest rate environment, and all the central banks are cutting down the interest rates, which is bad for banks because their margin is going to decrease. And that did happen to DBS. Its net interest margin was down by 16 bips. However, it still managed to generate a 1% increase in the net interest income, which is very resilient. And that is because their loans and deposits both grow very strongly in the first half. So I would say that the overall picture is pretty resilient and very positive. And also DBS has announced a 1% increase in the fees income and also a 42% increase in the non-interest income. Very impressive.
Okay.
And looking at UOB, it is perhaps, not as good as DBS, but overall, also pretty resilient.
Yeah, we'll touch on the net interest margins in just a bit, but everyone was watching out for the dividends. Both of them expected or lowered the dividends as expected, and this time with an option for a scrip dividend. So just going to recap the numbers. DBS dividend for the second quarter, 18 cents versus last year's 30 cents. And you've got UOB's interim dividend at 39 cents versus last year's 55 cents. So, Margaret, walk us through this. How are investors likely to react to this? Will this get priced in further in view of the recent slide in bank shares, especially since last week?
Yeah, I think the slashing of dividend payout has been more or less digested and priced in the last few days after MAS announced a 60% cap on bank dividend payout. And we have to bear in mind that it's not because banks are not able to pay out the dividend at the same level of last year. Actually, they can. It's just that the situation now is that the central bank doesn't allow them to pay out that much because they want them to have a stronger capital build up to weather through the storm of COVID-19. We don't know how long this crisis is going to last. So they are taking a more conservative position, which is actually making the bank stronger. You know, in the Mandarin, it's like 先苦后甜, right? So you reserve now, and when this crisis ends, you have more cash and you can revert back to your previous dividend payout level, which is good and which is going to be a very positive catalyst for the bank's share prices.
Yeah, it's worth noting that it's also an approach taken by many other countries, telling their banks to hold back on the dividends to protect cash flow. We are chatting with Margaret Young. She's a strategist at Daily FX. And Margaret, you're talking about this early on. Net interest margins, right? They fell for both banks. If I look at DBS alone, it was down to 1.62% for the second quarter. Yeah. That is down from 1.91%. And in the past few months, we've seen the Fed cutting rates. What will be the picture be like in the rest of 2020 and beyond?
I think the net interest margin is going to stay at a moderated level. And this is a trend that we cannot change. This is a global theme that interest rates are going to stay at a very depressed level for a long period of time. So that's something we can't resist. I think banks right now, they are struggling to, you know, to weather this economic crisis. We are actually in a recession. We shouldn't expect like a double-digit growth in fees income or net interest income for the banks in the foreseeable future. However, if we zoom out and have a longer time horizon, like 5 to 10 years, I will tell you that all the three banks are deeply undervalued right now from their price-to-book ratio. So the average price-to-book ratio of three banks are now below 1.0, which is one standard deviation below their 20-year average. Sorry to be chim, but the key takeaway is that banks are depressed. So banks are trading at the lower bound of their valuation table. So in the mid to long term, they are deeply undervalued.
So potentially an attractive option for investors to buy on the dips with their undervaluation.
If you are a value investor and if you have a capacity to hold for long term.
Yeah, talking about long term, right? The margins, the rates will have an impact on the profit it makes from loans. So you were talking about this just now. This is something that the banks are going to be worried about. You have non-performing loans and allowances being set aside for potential bad debts. Now, with what's going on with the stimulus measures, they will run out at some point. The job support schemes, the debt moratorium. What can you expect in terms of exposure for these banks to the more vulnerable sectors? What is going to be the impact on the banks' earnings down the road?
Yes, Ryan, you spot on. So now the rising non-performing loan is a key concern for all the three banks. That's why DBS and UOB this morning, they have set aside a very decent amount of allowances to cover the potential rising of bad loans. You know, they are not emerging that significant yet, but they have already prepared for the worst case scenario. So this 26% decrease in net profit for DBS and 30% decrease in UOB you are seeing right now is because they have already set aside these allowances to cover the potential bad loans. So they are very, very conservative. Before the retail investors even notice a rising of bad loan, the banks have already taken good care of them.
So a bit of front loading to buffer for potential, bad debt. And in terms of growth outlook, loans growth outlook, is that going to get worse, I guess?
I think so, and especially if this crisis is going to last for a long period of time, then we will perhaps see more bankruptcy and more closure of the SMEs. And SMEs are most vulnerable in this pandemic.
Okay. We are chatting with Margaret Young. She is the strategist at Daily FX, helping us to crunch the numbers from the earnings this morning from DBS and UOB. Margaret, thank you so much for your help and your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a good day.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.